Okay, Igasa Tshuva Perek Zayin, at the top it's 192, at the bottom of the English is 368. Okay, just, we're starting new Perek, I don't actually remember if we finished Perek Vav or not. The Alter Rebbe basically asked the question, why is it that people that did Averis that would normally get Kodis, yet they live long, happy, and healthy lives, and they don't die before 50 or 60? So the Alter Rebbe explained that when you lived from Kedusha, like in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, so then when you cut the lifeline by sinning, so because you lived from Kedusha, now you cut the lifeline, so therefore you die before 60, you only have enough life, so to speak, to keep you going until 60. But nowadays, we live from evil anyway, we don't live from Kedusha, like in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore, even though you cut the lifeline of Kedusha, it doesn't matter because you're not living from Kedusha, and just like you lived from evil until now, you can continue living very properly from evil. In the olden days, basically, there were people that lived from evil also. But many people live from Kedusha.
But it's not really a threat anymore if you can live on evil as long as you can live.
Yeah, but it's a spiritual cutting off anyway. I mean, you know, years ago somebody ate chazer, they got malchus. Today, what happens when you eat chazer? You get a stomachache. I don't know what happened. You know, what's the... Nothing's a threat anymore. You either believe in God or you don't believe in God. That's the difference. Not Kedusha is not getting Chayis in Tumah. Yeah, because the Eid chose to live from Kedusha. We're going to see about this soon. Okay, so he says now in Perek Zayin, V'ulam derecha emes v'yoshar, the true and straight path, the b'chinas tshuva tata, to get to the level of tshuva tata, the lower level of tshuva, like you said before, is hey tata, now the second hey of Hashem's name, and beis devadim derech klal. There's two ways to get to proper tshuva tata. And the Rebbe, in a comment on this parak, writes that even though the Alter Rebbe explained in the first parak that tshuva is basically regretting what we did, and now the Alter Rebbe is saying to come to real tshuva is two things. Because the Alter Rebbe is speaking about a true level of tshuva which lasts. In order to come to a true level of tshuva which lasts, you need two conditions. This that the Alter Rebbe said before, that tshuva basically is regretting the sin, that's the concept of tshuva. But if you want it to last, that you don't keep sinning again and again and again, so then you need these two things. And he says, it based dvarim derech klal, basically two things. Ha'alef, the first thing is, le'erder rachmim al yonim, to awaken mercy of Hashem, mimakar rachamim, from the source of mercy. Not only Hashem being the merciful one, but Hashem being the source of mercy. Now I'll explain in a second. Al nishmasi an yonisham, v'nafshu al ikisin and your godly soul, simply push it to say to Hashem, I need Rachmanis, I need mercy upon myself. And the neshama shenafla me'igra rama, that fell from this high tower, which is Chaya Chayim Baruch Hu, the source of all life, meaning Hashem, and it fell lebira amikta, to the slow pit, heinecholus atum vasitrach, which is a level of tum and sitrachra. In the lessons of Tanya, when he learned it on the radio, he explained, and the Rebbe commented about it in the Shir. If you ever notice in davening, we say two texts. Sometimes we say Avinu Av Harachamon, and sometimes we say Av Harachamim. What's the difference between Av Harachamon, the merciful Father, or Av Harachamim, the Father of Mercy? What's the difference? Obviously, if in the Siddur and in Torah there's two different nuschois, two different texts, so then obviously there's a difference between the two. Av Harachamon means the Father who is merciful. That's in Hebrew. Av Harachamon means the Father who is merciful. What does it mean, the Father who is merciful? You're talking about Hashem as a merciful God. The way Hashem has the midah of Rachmanus. The way Hashem has the attribute of Rachamim. The word Mida, the seven Midas, why are they called Midas? Because Mida in Hebrew means boundary and limitation. That's what the word Mida means. Modud Umugva means it's limited. All the Midas, whether it's Chesed, Gvur, Tefaris, whatever the Midas are all limited. Av HaRachamon refers to Hashem, who has the attribute of Rachamonus. That level of Hashem having the attribute of Rachamonus is a way Hashem is limited in the amount of Rachamonus. Rachamonus itself is really limited. You can't have Rachamonus on everybody in the world. Even your Rachamonus is limited. Av HaRachamim does not mean a father who is merciful. Av HaRachamim means the father of mercy, meaning he's the source of mercy, which is a much higher level. Because then we're not talking about the level of the ten spheres, the way Hashem is the attribute of Rachmanus. That's a limited level of Rachmanus. He's saying to go to the level of Mimakar HaRachamim, from the source of mercy. Because if you slept Hashem down in the ten attributes into Golus, it's hard to get that level of Rachmanus to save you. Now, Rebbe is explaining over here, you need to get to awaken the mercy of Hashem, Mimakar HaRachamim, from the source of mercy, which is the level, what we call, of HaRachamim, the father of mercy. And then you can awaken it, because that level never fell into Klipa. That level of godliness never fell into evil. So he's able to schlep you out. If somebody falls into the quicksand together with you, you can't say, help me get out. He's stuck like you are. Somebody who didn't fall into the quicksand, somebody who's outside the quicksand, they can pull you out. But somebody who fell can't pull you out. So when this nefesh, the neshama who sinned, and like we learned, what happens when a person sinned? So the Alter Rebbe explained in the previous parakim that the level of Shechina, which is Malchus, gets drawn and schlepped into evil. What does tshuva mean? Tshuva is toshuv hei, returning the letter hei back out of evil and bringing it back into Kedusha. So he says, in order to come to toshuv hei, to return the level of godliness that's sunk into evil, to get it out of evil, so you push, you have to say, God, help me. The level of God, Mokar Rachman, the source of Rachmanis that never fell into evil, that source has to help. V'amakeda b'mokar achayim, and at its source, on the source of life, which is Shem Avaya Baruch Hu, which is the name of Hashem, like the Pasuk says, v'yoshev al Hashem, you should return to Hashem, v'richameon el hav rachmanis. Pirush, what does this mean? Leheder rachmim, to awaken mercy, halashpoas shem avaya baruch hu, and the sustenance that comes from yutkei vavkei, shenishtal shele v'yorda techecholus esitrachra tmeim, that lowered itself because of the person's sin, lowered itself into evil, lachayusim, to give life to evil, I'll explain in a second, aydei maise enish v'tachbuleisev, through the evil actions of a person, umachshaveisev v'roes, in his evil thoughts. In simple English, it's a very simple concept. He learned before that Yaakov chavol nachalosei, that Yaakov is the rope of God's inheritance. We all know, if you're connected to a rope, something higher to lower, and you pull down at the bottom of the rope, everything on the top comes down too. A neshama is composed of 10 levels, as Alter Rebbe explained before in Geset Tshuva. The neshama is composed of 10 levels, because the 10 levels of Elokus are in the neshama. So a person's neshama has the 10 levels of Yud Kei Vav Kei, of all the Asa Sfiris. We have intellect, and we have Midas. So the Nefesh Olikis has these 10 attributes of God in the Nefesh. Now a person does an Aveda. So basically what happened? They schlep down, they drag down, the 10 levels of godliness into evil. The 10 levels of godliness into evil through our actions. It's still levels of God. It doesn't matter. Yes, you are. That's the concept of the Shechina Begalusa, the Shechina is in Galus. And not only that, he's saying what happens is that when a person drags Hashem down to evil, you know what he's basically doing? Now Hashem is sustaining evil. Because Hashem is in evil. And Hashem is the source of existence. So when we drag Hashem into evil, basically he's saying that you bring down, like he says, Techichol Sitrachatmeim, Lahachayesim, that Hashem now gives evil power. That's why in the time of Golus, evil is so powerful. Why is evil so powerful in the time of Golus? Because we, through our actions, or us through our actions, whatever the correct word, whatever. We, thank you. We, through, at least my tuition was not in vain, we drag Hashem down into evil. And because Hashem is now dragged into evil, Hashem is making evil exist very strongly. What's the concept of tshuva? Getting that back out. Now, how can you get God out of evil? You have to awaken a level of godliness that's not into evil, which is the source of Rachmanis, which is higher than the, one second, than the 10 Sfidus, than the 10 attributes of Hashem, to awaken that level of godliness, which was not affected by our actions of the rope dragging God into evil. That level of Hashem remains pure, and that level of Hashem has to reveal and bring us back. What?
When you call somebody else evil, that you drowning.
Right. Not somebody else evil. Anytime a person does something wrong.
Somebody else calling you as so evil.
Well, people call a lot of things. But when a person does something wrong, they drag Hashem into evil. Not only are they dragging Hashem into evil, that Hashem is now sustaining evil. We give strength to evil by our evil actions.
How do you say that we're controlling Hashem?
It's totally
ruining
him. No.
Yes, it gives rebels such power.
If I say to you, lead me wherever you're going to go, I'm going to go.
Well,
One minute. If I say to you, I want you to lead, okay? And wherever you go, I'm going to go. You are not leading me because you are only leading me because I said you should lead me.
I mean, it's flattering that you would trust me that way, but with God, I don't think he gives us...
Yes, he does. That's Da Mala Maila Mimach, Hashem Tzilcha. These are all the aspects that Chassidus explains, that whatever happens upstairs is from us. So we... Right. Right. Hashem chose, because obviously nothing can control Hashem. Hashem chose that we control, we pull the strings. So is it real control? No, because Hashem chose that way. If he changes his mind, it doesn't happen.
So if good is from Hashem and evil is being sustained by Hashem, then what makes evil evil?
Because it's Hashem hidden rather than Hashem revealed.
So what?
What do you mean, so what?
It's good or nothing.
Because Hashem is being forced to hide himself and forced to give life to things. He chose that, but the bottom line is, he does, if somebody says, okay, I want you to leave me, and the guy leads you into a dangerous place, yeah, you're happy about it?
No, I wouldn't trust it if
you didn't pull him out
of there. Huh? Yeah, but Hashem is such an interesting guy, or definitely not a woman. Hashem. Is that a different, interesting Hashem? The Hashem says, you know what? I'm going to let you lead me wherever you want. You bring me into the mud, I'm going with you. That's the concept of an Aveda. That's exactly what Alter Rebbe is explaining over here. Yaakov Chavu Nachalasi, when you go down, Hashem goes down with us. Why? Because Hashem chose it. What levels of godliness are going down? The levels of Hashem, which are connected to world, the limited levels of Hashem. Meaning, the levels of the Midas, the Sfidus, which are, like we said before, Midas are limited. Just like when a Jew sins, okay, the Pintaliid is always perfect, because that's not connected to the actions of the Neshama.